Another beautiful day today as we start out the work week on a gorgeous note. Lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be somewhat cool, but only where we ought to be this time of year. Reaching the mid-60s, not a whole lot of wind, so really very nice. And that trend continues through the middle of the week. A little bit warmer tomorrow after a chilly night tonight. We'll drop to near 40 degrees, so sweaters and jackets tonight. And then sunshine tomorrow will boost temperatures into the upper 60s. Even a little bit warmer Wednesday into the low 70s under partly sunny skies. We'll start to see a few clouds move in as moisture starts to increase ahead of yet another storm system. We gave you, in fact, the first alert on this last week as another low latitude, or in other words, a southern or subtropical jet stream storm system moves from west to east. That means it's moving across Mexico and Texas over the next couple of days, and then it will emerge just to the west of Jacksonville by Wednesday night, producing widespread rain and even a few thunderstorms on Thursday into Thursday evening. It's quite likely that Thursday will once again be a first alert weather day for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida in anticipation of heavy rainfall, the potential for some areas of flooding, given especially all the rain of the last few weeks, and maybe some strong storms, although we'll still have to wait a little while to see just how unstable we might be or might not be on Thursday, which was what stopped us from having the severe weather on Friday, this past storm system that hit us with all the rainfall. All that rain and cloud cover early on helped save us from any severe weather, but boy, did we get the rain. Widespread 1 to 3 inches of rain Friday into Saturday for almost the entire area of northeastern Florida, in some spots as much as 4 to 5 inches of rain in what has suddenly turned into a very wet last 4 to 5 weeks after a pretty dry, really, September and October. So that pattern continues with yet the next storm system moving in Thursday, and then by Friday, as we get on the back side of that storm, it'll be quite windy. We'll see some rain at times still lingering, a few scattered showers, though the bulk of the rain will be Thursday and Thursday night, and temperatures will turn cooler. Although, again, this is another storm system that, while the air is chillier behind it, it's not remarkably cold for this time of year. Anybody with travel plans this weekend, and it will be the weekend before Christmas, so many people will be traveling. If you're headed north, this is a system that'll have a lot of rain and maybe a little bit of snow on its backside in the mountains, so we'll continue to track that potential as we head through the upcoming 4 to 5, 6 days or so and headed into the weekend. Once again, in summary for this week, a gorgeous start to the work week. Over the next few days, temperatures will be pleasant, humidity will be nice, there'll be lots of sun during the day, clear, chilly nights. And then the next weather system moves in by Thursday with widespread rainfall. Everybody gets rain Thursday and Thursday night. Amounts are likely to average an inch or more, with yet another soaker late in the week for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.